This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me, why is what we think about time and money, how does that correlate to what we value most in life?
Well, again, what am I investing in? So as we're building our businesses, I know I've done it. I was speaking at one point in 150 cities a year to make money, and here, you know, that meant that I was away from my son. And I wish I had those years back now, because my son passed away in 2008. At the time, it was what I needed to do. It was what my husband and I agreed upon. We thought it was the best thing for our family. And frankly, my son was in high school. I think he was glad to be rid of me. but you know, so I'm saying not to make anybody wrong or put him in a box, but to look at, you know, what is it that you're doing and why? And another example I can give you is, you know, I was a kid whose parents got divorced, and I was basically, you know, dropped off at my grandmother's house, and both parents sort of just disappeared. And so I didn't know any different as a kid. I was loved by my grandmother and I had a great life with her, and my dad came around periodically. I didn't see my mom for years and years. It wasn't until I wrote the book that I realized that there was this kid who somehow innately knew that her parents didn't have the time or the money to invest in her, and they never did. And so that created in me a worthiness issue that I fought well into my 30s, where I just felt, you know, I'm not enough, I don't deserve, I'm not smart enough, I'm not whatever. And it really wasn't until I met my husband, thank goodness, probably around, I was 23. You know, my husband is Mr. Poster Child for Abundance, and he's my greatest supporter, and it because of him that, you know, I really stepped into who I was, because he's always invested time and money in me. I mean, he literally will drop everything just to meet me for lunch if I, you know, if there's any possible way he can do it. He's done that many times, where he'll just drop everything if I happen to call and say, meet me for lunch. And they're silly little moments, but they're so endearing to me, because I know somewhere at the core of who I am, he'd rather spend time with me than do anything else, if at all possible. And, you know, so it's those kind of nuances, I think, that we can miss. We talk a lot about time and money in the world, but we talk about it in very concrete ways. I'm talking about it in very subtle ways that are really more from later stage of development type of nuances, that I'm just asking people, pay attention to it a little bit. See if there might be some slight change that you might make in the way you're interacting with the people you love.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.